As I mentioned, today is the baptism of our Lord. I read the story, and I think you'll enjoy hearing it. In Charlotte, North Carolina, there were 2,000 people wanted to be baptized in a little church, in a Baptist church. And they thought, boy, that's going to take a lot of dunking, or, you know, sprinkling, or however you're going to baptize these 2,000 people. So one person in the church suggested baptism by a fire hose. And it read in the bulletin, this is how they advertised. They said, a ceremony is scheduled for Sunday in the parking lot for the United House of Prayer for All People. The hose from a fire truck will be hooked to a hydrant and set on fine mist so no one gets hurt. Church elders will do the spraying with help of the firefighters. So if you were sprinkled or dunked, don't worry. I mean, they've been hosed out too. Different ways of baptisms. Here is Jesus coming to be baptized and to John. And John says, stop, you know, I should be baptized by you. Who are you to come to me? And you heard the scripture that was read. You know, Jesus wanted to be part of what he was going to do. Here, listen to the scripture from Isaiah 43, chapter 43, verse 2. When you pass through the waters, I will be with you. And when you pass through the rivers, they will not sweep over you, says Isaiah. Now, this comes from the Old Testament reading. Isaiah is talking about the children of Israel, the Hebrew people, walking through the Red Sea and then walking through the River Jordan. And the symbolism of baptism, the fulfillment of the promise God made for the return from Egypt through the waters of the Red Sea and then the River Jordan. They could think of those waters as baptism. When you pass through the waters, I will be with you. You know how water could be. I mean, today the parking lot was a skating rink. A week ago, highways were closed. You know, 2 weeks ago, you know, we had a lot of snow. Then it melts, the rivers, the flooding. You know, water, the same water. We need water for life, to live. But we need the right amount of water, isn't it? Too much is bad, too little is bad, but the right amount. There is life in water. Water would be the visible witness that God was redeeming and saving his people. It's a symbolism. And today I have a bowl of water. And after my sermon, I'm going to invite you to come to remember your baptism. I don't know how many of you remember your baptism. Well, I don't know. those of you who had adult baptisms would remember. Or if you watched your video or pictures, maybe, and bringing your own children, you could remember how that could have been for you. So today, you're going to come, if you want to, that is, to remember your baptisms. When the Lord Jesus Christ was baptized in the River Jordan by John the Baptist, he could well have thought of this beautiful passage from Isaiah. And as Jesus walked to his baptism, He heard these words when the heavens were opened. You are my son. In you I am well pleased. And then the Holy Spirit descended upon Jesus. Think about, pause for a moment, and just picture, if you will, that scene. Remember, when you were baptized, God called your name. God called your name. Well, you might have not thought of it that way, but God called your name and said, Son, daughter, I am well pleased in you. The same way our baptisms is to remind us that God has conditioned us for life through this act by which he has permitted water to be the sign, it's a symbol of washing, cleansing, renewing. Just like as we come for Holy Communion, the bread and the juice. And now here is the water. It is God's grace, that we are allowed to come to be part of this family who would break bread, who would take part of the juice, who would come for a holy baptism. You are my son. You are my daughter, whom I love. With you I am well pleased. What a holy moment that is. What a holy moment if we would pause and remember our own baptisms. Baptism is about, it's the beginning. It's the beginning. It is a fresh start. Even when we are fairly comfortable and satisfied with our old lives, Paul says in Romans 6:4, we emerge from baptism to walk in newness of life. We come out of baptism as a new person, new creature, new person. There are two ways to make something new. We can start with nothing and make something new. Or we can start with what we already have and make that new. Because some of you are probably saying, well, I've been baptized 50 years, maybe too late now. No, it is not. It is not. We could make something new. This new year could be a new beginning for us if we really understand the transformation that baptism brings. Baptism transforms the old life into a new life, which means stinginess into generosity, narrow-mindedness into thoughtful consideration, and prejudice into love. Baptism transforms our fear of one another into a desire for true community. You probably ask, well, does that immediately happen when I am baptized? The good news is it is a process. It is a process. We talk about God's grace, you know, the prevenient grace, how God brings you to that point of acknowledging who God is. And baptism, you know, sanctifying grace does not just happen. It is a process. We become Christ-like. Ephesians 4:1-3. If you have your Bibles, you're welcome to look that up. It says, Paul says, we are urged to lead a life worthy of our calling. And then we are told that such a life entails humility, gentleness, patience. We are to bear with one another in love and are to make every effort to maintain unity in the body of Christ. Wow. I mean, that's told to the baptized Christians. We, the body of Christ. Humility is not something very many people spend their days trying to achieve. We know the problems created in our humanness. The humility, gentleness, and patience are sometimes in short supply, but not so among those who are engaged in this lifelong process of growth. We are continually about the business of deepening our spiritual lives by being transformed by the newness of Christ's presence in our lives. Paul also talks about God's grace through baptism. He says in 1 Corinthians 1:4, Paul says, "I always thank my God for you," that's all of you, "because of his grace given you in Christ Jesus, that we are part of this body." It is God's grace, that we are part of the body of Christ. Aren't we all just happy to belong, to be part of God's family, to be included? And that is by His grace. It is by His grace. Our baptism is personal, but it is not private. We are included alongside others. The waters of baptism are not only symbolic of being cleansed from sin, but also of the power of baptism to break down barriers between people. We are to share a common relationship with Jesus Christ in which the old dies with him and the new is resurrected, given new life. Also, it is interesting to know that baptism for Jesus was ordination. That was his ordination. I don't read the Gospels and find a place where the temple priests invited Jesus to ordain him. Do you? No. When he was baptized, that was his ordination. God sent him out to go to serve, to bring others to the knowledge of God. So in our baptisms, my friends, we are sent, we are ordained. If you want to claim that, you can. You are ordained. Doesn't our scripture say in the Psalms, Psalm 139, verse 16, "Your eyes saw my unformed body." This is even before we were created. "All the days ordained for me were written in your books." God knew each one of us and ordained us to serve him. So here we are as children of God. Here we are to serve one another. So you don't have to sit back and say, "Well, I didn't go to seminary. I was not ordained by the bishop." Okay. Claim your ordination to serve. One another, not just within the walls of the church, but outside the walls of this church. So my friends, what does baptism mean to you? Would you like to renew your baptism this morning? Would you want to say to yourself, okay, you know, I've lived my life not even knowing that baptism is a recreation, transforms my life. And it's not too late. This morning, you will have an opportunity to come forward, to stand up, to proclaim your baptism, to walk forward, to take a little water, to remember. I don't care how you do it. You could throw it up, wash your face. It's not enough water to bathe. Touch. Maybe you don't want, if you're too germ conscious, you might not want to touch. You might look at it. I don't care. But this morning, I want you to come to the water and to remember your baptism and acknowledge that you are a transformed person through Jesus Christ. God spoke and said, "You are my son, I am well pleased. You are my daughter, I am well pleased." And the Holy Spirit came upon you, and you received his power to be his witnesses. So this morning, as we sing our hymn, which is, I don't have the hymn number, 611, we're going to play that, sing that hymn. And as we sing, I want you to take that step of faith. Walk up front and renew your baptism. And go to your seats and acknowledge what God has done in your life and the transformation to take place in your life as you walk out of these walls to be in your community as a transformed person.